This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. 4 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Saturday morning, it's time now for WSMI Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. The Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of health care. And on this Saturday, September 14th, here's the WSMI Sports Insanity Crew, led by Mr. Tim Mize and everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Theehouse. Hi, guys.
Thank you, Terry. I guess
you could throw me in there as well.
That's right. Yeah, I don't think we can leave you out.
If we're going to talk insanity, we would not wish to leave you out.
You and I have hung around enough, Ralph, to know that. So.
Yes. We, you know, when people see us doing a ball game and talking and chewing gum at the same time, they're quite amazed.
They're shocked, actually.
Yeah.
Absolutely shocked.
Well, that blind squirrel finds an acorn every once in a while.
Well, yes.
It happens. Hard to believe, but the high school football season is now a third of the way done. 3 weeks down, six more to go, and then hello postseason. And of course, a little bit of a different feel this year, as they're not trekking to Champaign.
No.
You got to go a little further north.
A little bit further north to DeKalb this year, and of course it'll swing back to Champaign the following year. They're going to alternate back and forth. But yeah, it's the road to DeKalb.
Has a little different ring to it.
Has a lot of different ring to it.
But we've talked about it off air though before. I think once they get up there for the championship weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, they're really going to like the smaller stadium. I think it's going to really provide a much better atmosphere for the state championship games.
A little bit homier atmosphere for these smaller schools, especially now if you get into Division III and IV, maybe a little different, or not divisions, but classes. You get in at 6, 7, and 8. But the smaller schools, I think they'll be more comfortable there.
Well, and you know, it's all about atmosphere when you get to that level. And you want to make it a pleasant atmosphere and an experience to be remembered, because, you know, only one team's going to win, but still you want to make it as much of a pleasant experience. And the drawback at Memorial Stadium has been this huge cavernous place and, you know, a little dot of people there.
Of course, the Greenville Comets have been so close to getting to Memorial Stadium the last several years, and maybe this will be the year that they make it all the way to the state championship game, but have to go to DeKalb.
Well, they'll have to go to DeKalb, and, you know, Northern Illinois put themselves on the map.
Yes, they have.
So that's not like you're going out to in the middle of nowhere.
Well,
so
they've played in a big-time bowl game more recently than the U of I has.
Yeah.
We'll have the Illini on the radio this afternoon, by the way, 4:30 on FM 106. They're in Chicago taking on the Washington Huskies.
Number 19, Washington.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Should get a little better run maybe on their idea of what Illinois really is, or really is not.
Hey, they won last week. I didn't think they'd do that. So well, they're already
either.
More than I thought they were. So
yeah.
Big time win for them a week ago, and we'll see if they can pick up another one today.
Well, you don't expect them to win, but you hope they can compete. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. We had a full slate of high school football games last night, and a game heard on WQAOX 105.3, the Ox out of the South Central Conference. The Greenville Comets rolled into Carlinville and took down the Cavaliers 42-20. Greenville now 3-0. Cavies are 2-1 on the year. Other games in the South Central last night, the Litchfield Purple Panthers picked up their first win in the Pat Rince era as they took down Southwestern 30-15. The Panthers now 1-2. The Piasaw Birds drop to 0-3. The Toppers picked up their second win of the year last night, defeating Roxana 27-21. The Shells still winless on the year, Hillsboro improving 2-1. Staunton a perfect 3-0 on the year as they hammered Vandalia 40-12. The Vandals, a surprising 0-3, I would say, on the season. Vandalia, to me, always seems like one of those teams. They might start slow, but by the second half of the year, they're going to beat some people.
Well, Tim, I'm surprised Vandalia and Payne are both 0-3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
that,
right.
That surprises me.
Yeah, Gillespie got Payne last night 42-22, so the Miners are undefeated at 3-0, and Payne actually is 1-2.
Or 1-2
on the year.
Okay, 1-2, so that's odd. Just to me.
I agree.
Because those are traditionally two of the toughest places to go to play, you know.
And sometimes records can be deceiving, too.
Sure.
But you don't want to be at Vandalia or at Pena in a must-win game in weeks 7, 8, or 9.
No.
I don't care what their records are. You don't want to be in that situation. No way. So that was the action in the South Central last night. In the Prairie State last night, Alton Marquette, what a game. At Mount Olive, they just clipped the Wildcats 48-40. What a ball game.
88 points in that ball game. Wow. Was there a shot clock? That's
pretty close. So they were having a lot of fun last night at Mount Olive. The Explorers get the job done 48-40. South Fork all over Bunker Hill 55-13. Decatur Lutheran got past Metro East Lutheran 21-13. In the Sangamo Conference, in a ball game heard right here on WSMI FM 106, Auburn used a strong second half performance. They got past North Mac 35-14. It was a 6-point ball game at the half, and then Auburn put 3 touchdowns on the board in the blink of an eye, it seemed, in that third quarter.
A tale of two halves. Definitely. And North Mac, to their credit, the first half, their defense kept them in that ball game. And then Auburn basically quit making mistakes in the second half. Yeah, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah, they looked good.
They looked very good.
Especially in that third quarter. So the Trojans get the win 35-14 over North Mac.
Tim, that was a goofy game last night. We saw some things last night that you don't often see. And, you know, a safety where kids stood around and actually looked at the ball going, okay, what does it mean here that the ball was snapped over the head of the punter in the end zone? The ball's laying there. Should I jump on it? And the other team from the opposition from North Mac comes and looks at it, and they stand. It seemed like it took a minute, half a minute to make a decision, and then all of a sudden it clicked in. Hey, that's a live ball.
Auburn fell and got the safety. Yeah. Then North Mac scored on the ensuing possession, and then
that was all she wrote.
Auburn took control from that point forward. Athens over Pawnee 43-14. New Berlin defeated Riverton 27-21. Porta all over Sangamon Valley 38-6. And Williamsville did what the Bullets do, 42-0 over Pleasant Plains. And we talked about it last night during the broadcast, Terry, but Auburn Williamsville scheduled for week 9.
As well it should be.
So, I mean,
you know, that's one game that should never change on the schedule.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week. It'd be nice to see some of the South Central games maybe get switched around for a later season matchup. But Auburn-Williamsville Week 9, probably looking at a couple of 8-0 teams there.
Yeah, a distinct possibility.
Of course, New Berlin will have something to say about that. They're 3-0.
Well, you know, that's a heck of a conference at Sangamo Conference, man. That's you take somebody lightly for one quarter, and you're probably picking up your first loss of the year.
You're toast.
Yeah.
In the WIVC South last night, Greenfield defeated Pleasant Hill 34-6, and North Green defeated Calhoun 34-14. In the WIVC North, Camp Point Central 71, Jacksonville ISD 6, and Brown County defeated Minden Unity 60-21. Game scheduled for today, non-conference affair. The Fisher Bunnies, they will come in to Nokomis to take on the Redskins. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff. Both squads are 2-0 on the year. So an early season non-conference test for the Nokomis Redskins.
And here the Redskins are off to a good start, 2-0. They're playing in a lower classification now because of the they don't have the bigger enrollment because they don't have the co-op going on with Lincolnwood now. It's going to be interesting to see how down the stretch Nokomis puts together this run. And, boy, you got to think Gabe Cesaretti's licking his chops here, don't you?
The difference between 1A and 2A in football, that's a big jump.
And then 1A to the 3A, which is what they were last year.
That's right.
Yeah. They played Monticello last year in the playoffs.
That's like trying to jump across the Grand Canyon.
That was a big jump there. Big jump, yeah.
Also today in the WIVC South, Winchester will travel to Carrollton. Winchester 1-1. The Hawks of Carrollton are 2-0. We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Carlinville head coach Chad Easterday. We will do that following these messages.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400. Radar weather brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky. Sunshine, 75 today. It was 42 here at the radio station this morning. 42. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of about 50. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain with a high of about 80. 58 degrees at the Weather Center. This update brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky. And now back to WSMI's Tim Mize and Uncle Ralph Niehaus as Sports Saturday rolls on.
Terry Till, thank you very much. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, Chad Easterday. And Chad, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. And I guess just give us your thoughts on the ball game last night. Obviously, it didn't go the way that you had hoped.
No, it didn't turn out on the right end of the stick for us. But, the credit goes to them last night. They're not ranked in the state for no other reason than that they're a pretty talented group of athletes. So, we made some mistakes early that cost us and got ourselves in a situation where we couldn't recover from it. So, overall we were, pleased with the effort of our kids, but you can't give them, especially Greenville, 21-7 and expect to, recover from those things.
Well, Chad, and Terry and I were talking about it last night on our drive home from Auburn, but we were trying to think the last team that beat Greenville in back-to-back years. It's just not something that happened in the last, say, 10 to 12 years. So the Comets really came in, I think, with a purpose in mind last night, but you have to like the way your kids responded after getting down two quick touchdowns.
Yeah, two quick touchdowns, and we block a punt, and nobody panics yet. We were unsuccessful from the one, which was a pretty swing in the game, and we just can't let those things happen to us. And what we talked about it this morning already at film, how you recover to those things. Football is a weird thing because you have a lot of games left, and we had the big four right in a row with Greenville, Pena, Staunton, and Gillespie. So we don't get a week off, and we don't really need one. So we're going to be back at it Monday and go from there.
And I guess it's always great to have the attitude of, okay, coach, we weren't successful this Friday night, but next Friday night, we're ready to go. Get us out there.
Well, I tell you, is there any other way?
No.
I told the kids this morning, I told them after the game, I'd say for a quarter total for the game, we got it handed to us. And I said, first 2 weeks, we had the feeling of that. And, we got shocked. We responded a little bit, but couldn't catch up. And that's credit to them, as we've already said. But offensively, I think we were able to move the ball. We were able to throw the ball a little bit more than we have in the past, and I think those are things that we definitely can build on from there. And we're never one to complain, but had an injury bug a little bit, and hopefully that will be back next week as well. So lost the middle linebacker, got one back and lost another one, and had a DB with an ankle injury. So those things all play into your factors, and no excuses, as we talked about last night. But hopefully we'll get those things accomplished this week. And I know Pena is only 1-3, but they're a ball club that's you never take lightly. And as we've talked 10 million times on this show, South Central's never a week off.
No, you look at the rest of the schedule, and you look at the teams. You've got Gillespie, Staunton, and Greenville all undefeated. So the road does not get any softer as you travel along.
Well, I'm a big proponent of it. You should always welcome those things in your world. Never complain about them. And I told you should want that, because if you're going to prepare yourself, and we hope to get a postseason run, that's always been our goal here. And with a little help, maybe we can be in that conference race now that we've got a loss under our belt, but we've shared that title before with Greenville, and they got some tough games ahead of them as well. So hopefully we can make that something that we can do.
Well, Chad, you're in the exact same situation Greenville was last year. They ran the table after you went into their house and beat them a year ago. Now, you've got a tough road game coming up this week at Pena, and historically to me, Pena has always been one of the two top toughest places to play in the South Central Conference.
Yes, playing there in Greenville seems to be a tough place to play, that's for sure. Tim told me this morning that our records were better over there than we are at home against Payne. I don't know if I buy into that or not, but, you know, who knows? I don't do those stats. I just make sure we have more points than they do at the end of the night. That's the most important
one. That's the only one that counts.
That's the only one that counts.
That's right.
I can tell you that right now. But, you know, there'll be homecoming for them, and they'll be salty and wanting to win. And, you know, I haven't got a chance to watch the game completely, what they had Friday night. But I know the ending score was not very indicative, I don't think, of the total game. At least that's what the box score read when I looked at it this morning. I think it was pretty close at half.
Well, knowing you, Chad, I can say one thing about the Cavaliers. You will be prepared next week.
We will be prepared, Terry. You are correct there. Everyone worried. We lost Barry Stewart last week. And, you know, I thought T.J. Gray stepped up last night. And we went back to our old rugby-style punting. So, you know, we got that covered. But we did lose a threat with the field goal, which is kind of hurts a little bit. But, you know, those are adjustments. And, you know, that's why we play the game. That's why we do what we do. So I'm out here this morning setting up. We got a beautiful day for home JFL. And my freshmen are up north playing at North Mac. So can't beat good football weather, that's for sure.
Chad, do you do anything differently after a loss opposed to after a victory in terms of the week of practice?
That's a loaded question if I've ever heard one.
Well, it is a loaded question, so I'm going to take a second to think about that one.
Be careful how you answer, Chad.
The answer is, and I've referenced this before, the answer is no. The answer is we will tweak things on Tuesday, little things that may make a difference in terms of what our opponent does. But we're truly, truly a ball press type philosophy when it comes to football. You have to block, you have to tackle, and those are things that you work on week in and week out. And I think kids enjoy a routine and enjoy expectation levels. And once you have those, regardless if you win or lose, if they buy into the fact that we need to get better at those things, the rest of the scheme stuff usually takes care of itself. And I hope someday I'll be in the category of one of those great coaches, but that's all I ever hear when you sit and listen to Hall of Fame coaches is about those little things. Did we do the little things right? Were we all those things part of your game plan? And, you know, we work very hard on that Monday through Wednesday-ish, and we worry about that game plan a little as we go along. So I hope that answers your loaded question.
It does. It wasn't supposed to be a loaded question. It just kind of ended up that way.
Hey, it sounds to me like you're quoting Dad.
I tell you what.
And that's a good guy to quote.
Between Dan Easterday and Steve Kimbrough, I mean, you got to take care of your own house first. And, you know, that's the number one rule, and you never want to jump ship, and you never want to ever give doubt that what we do is ever a question in anyone's mind in terms of the team. And that is something, a tradition around here that I would never, ever give up on. And, you know, it's just like our look this year. We have a little different look offensively than what we've had before. And, you know, our kids haven't missed one beat. We still try to run the football first. And, you know, we got a quarterback that can throw it a little bit more than our other years. So, you know, we're sprinkling that in there a little bit more. And we just got offbeat last night, and we got to get back on track this week.
The Carlinville Cavaliers 2-1 on the young season. Big road game next week at Pena. Chad Easterday, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chad.
All right. The head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, Chad Easterday. I didn't mean to ask him a loaded question. I didn't mean to do it.
No, but as soon as you asked that, I was going through my mind going, this is, you know, it's Chad. He played for his dad. He played for Steve Kimbrough. I'm going, wow. But to Chad's credit, though, you know, there is a routine, and he talks about football being a routine-type sport. And you know, it's the tweaking of the little things and the correcting of the fundamentals. And it doesn't make any difference what sport you play. If you don't do the fundamentals well, as we were listening to the Cardinal game coming home.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't do the fundamentals well, there's no way you could win a darn ball game.
You know, no matter the sport.
It doesn't make any difference.
It comes down to fundamentals.
And any level.
Yeah.
Any level.
And when you, as Chad explained, when you go back to practice this week after a loss like that, you basically do what you've been doing, and you keep at it, and you try to get better at it. Because once you start stumbling and fumbling around and changing your procedure and stuff, then you're in trouble.
You know, Uncle Ralph, we always hear about the halftime adjustments in a football game. And those are important. But I think a lot of times, maybe from a coach's perspective, the ability to balance the adjustment and then just maybe not over adjust.
Right.
You know, sometimes you just got to execute better.
Right. And, you know, last night, I think if you're a Chad, the coach or the players or whatever, the Carlinville fans, they were playing a very good ball club, and it was kind of obvious that, hey, these guys are good, and we're going to have a tough time catching them tonight. Maybe next time we catch them, but tonight, it's our night.
Well, last night was the Toppers' night as they defeated the Roxana Shells 27-21. Hillsboro's won two of the first three ball games, and joining us on the phone now is the head coach of the Toppers, Aaron Duffin. Coach, always nice to be above 500.
Yes, very good win for us last night.
You guys had to come from behind, so talk a little bit about the effort of your kids last night.
Yeah, we have not put together a first half of football yet, and I'll tell you, Roxana is a pretty good football team sitting 0-3. They're got some big kids, some speed, and they play pretty physical. But we got down 14-0, scored at the end of the first half, and then came out and eventually tied it up. And double overtime, we got it done.
It's amazing those scores at the end of a half. Sometimes it feels like they're almost worth two scores.
Yeah, and, you know, especially when we deferred in the first half and they were kicking us off the ball to start the second half.
Kind of nice last night, Coach, to see Mother Nature cooperate a little bit better with the weather and kids out there not playing in 90-degree heat.
Yeah, it actually felt good, like football weather last night.
I guess all the Topper coaches still had shorts on, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
They could be playing January 1st.
That's true.
I hope you never have to play in the snow because you're going to get a little cool.
Duffy, talk a little bit about your offense, if you would. I would imagine as the season goes along, with all the moving parts you have with your rushing attack, the more reps you have in practice and more game reps, it's only going to get more fluid.
Yeah, our kids have done a great job with it. It's a lot of timing. You know, we switched to shotgun stuff, so we had to, you know, learn that from coming from under center, and the spinning that we do in the backfield, it's called the triple spin, and they've done an excellent job, and we're getting better at it every week.
Where did that come from, Duffy?
I just did a lot of research on it, you know, looking for some misdirection stuff to help our offensive linemen who aren't the biggest guys out there, and I found a guy in Ohio that it's off the old single wing offense. And he sort of did some modifications to it, and that's where I got it.
Well, and you mentioned, Duffy, it's a team that kind of slow out of the gate every week. And I suspect that once you get to the point, as Tim mentioned, enough reps, once these guys become completely familiar with this new system, you may not have that situation of being slow out of the gate.
I hope not, because, you know, You play some other, you know, some other teams out there and that can score real quick, or, you know, you get yourself down, it makes it a lot tougher for you to get back in the game.
But sometimes it's just the nature of the group of kids you have.
Yeah, you know, they're not the most vocal group of guys, but they work hard, and you know, we just started off slow. We as coaches have talked, we're going to try to do some things maybe differently at practice and try to get them going a little bit quicker.
It's just hard to put four good quarters together, though, isn't it, Duffy?
Oh, yeah. You know, things happen during a game. Just, you know, we had a couple, three turnovers last night that really hurt us when we had drives going. And it's just the nature of the beast, I guess.
One of the things that you have to feel good about, you say, you know, slow start in the first half, but last night your kids got down 14, but they never gave up. They come back and scored right before the half, and then you went on to tie it, and of course eventually win it. But so this is a good sign, you know, they're keeping their head in the game, whether they're behind or what.
Oh yeah, no, I mean Roxana had a chance to win it in regulation with a field goal near the end of the game, and we blocked the field goal. I mean, our kids never quit. We matched scores in the first overtime. Second overtime, we scored, and we missed the extra point. And, you know, they went to the fourth down, and we found a way to win, and it showed a lot of, you know, guts and heart for our team last night.
Well, Duff, you've seen enough missed extra points and blocked kicks in your coaching career in overtime. You don't need to see that, do you?
Yeah, no. It kills you.
Well, Duff, you got a big road game next week. You will travel to Greenville, take on the Comets, and that's really enough said, no?
Yeah, no, they're, you know, a good ball club, but we're looking forward to it. We're going to go ahead and go down and play the game. We're not, you know, you know, everybody out there can pick who they want, but we know we're going to go play the game.
And sometimes it's nice to be a big underdog, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, our kids are going to see it as a challenge. And, I mean, what do we got to lose? We're going to go play a high school football game. We're going to, you know, go all out and see what happens.
You've been on the Greenville side of the coaching business, and there, when you go into Greenville, you not only face a good ball club, but you face a bunch of enthusiastic fans on the sidelines. So it makes a good atmosphere for a Friday night football game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great ball game. They got some good athletes. We're going to see a little different offense this week with the spread. So we're going to get to work this week and see what happens.
How did you come out health-wise last night, Duffy?
As far as I know, I think we're okay. We got everybody in here right now watching film this morning, and a few guys look a little sore, but other than that, it's okay.
All right.
If you're not a little bit sore after a ball game, you probably didn't do enough.
There's some guys real sore.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Say hello to my neighbor, Cole Deming. He just lives down the road from me a little bit.
Well, I'm sorry, you got to live next to him.
Yeah, well, you know, every neighborhood's got their trials and tribulations. You know, we just spray disinfect regularly and keep going.
No, he's a good kid.
Yes, he is.
He's done a pretty good job so far.
And, you know, Duffy, we have to wear boots. It's so deep around here at the radio station.
I'll say one thing for Cole, Coach. He knows how to run a weed eater.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, He's been up at my house, done a little weeding.
Oh, boy.
We'll put him to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to love Uncle Ralph coming about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
Aaron Duff, congratulations on the win last night, and best of luck next week. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Yeah, so whenever the coaches get dimming out there to start weed-eating around the football field, he can thank you for that.
Right, he can thank me for that.
And, Ralph, you mentioned about how great the atmosphere is going to be at Greenville. Remember, you know, this run started with Duffy.
It did.
Yeah, right.
It did.
He's the guy that started all this.
I mean, Greenville's powerhouse era really began.
That's why I made that comment. He knows what it is to go to be there and see the enthusiasm of the players and the fans alike. And you got to take your hat off to Greenville. They've done a tremendous job down there of putting this all together.
And when we mentioned in the course of the conversation, tough places to go play, Hillsboro is one of those places that's tough to play. You ask any coach. You go to Hillsboro, you know you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
It don't make a difference what the record is. You're going to get hit.
Says welcome to Hitsville as you're walking in.
Yeah
you're going to get beat up. And if you look at Hillsboro this year, guys, they're not very big, but they'll still hit you.
They haven't had size for several years.
No.
I'm sure that's why Duffy made the change that he made on the offensive side of the ball, but they may not be as big as they normally are, but you said it, Uncle Ralph. They'll still come up and they'll lick you.
They'll still come up and nail you, but they are not a big ball club.
And Tim, we've talked, and Ralph, we've talked many times about how a coach has to adapt to the talent that he has. And here's Duffy with a perfect example. He knows he's got some speed. He knows he's got kids that have some skill here, so he's installed a different offense. So he's getting the most out of the people he has.
And we were talking earlier about fundamentals.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be big to hit hard.
No.
You know, if you've got perfect form, let the form do it.
I don't know whether you talk about that. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to see any of the highlights this fall of East St. Louis, but that little freshman kid they had, he's small, but can he run that football? Man.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that shocking?
The speed on the Flyers?
The Flyers have speed.
That's weird. That's weird. How could that have happened?
I don't know.
But they,
that's big boy football down there.
Hey,
that's big time football.
That's football.
Yeah.
Yeah. High school football at an elite level.
It's always amazing when we were talking earlier about the championship weekend coming up on the weekend of Thanksgiving. But when you go from 1A and then, you know, you work all the way up to 8A, it's like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How many small colleges could these 8A teams play and be successful against?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder.
I really wonder, because some of these, and even some of the 7A schools, Tim, you watch these championship games, and man, these guys are just monsters.
To me, 7A and 8A are basically the same class, because you get some of those private schools that kind of manipulate their enrollments to stay in 7A versus 8A. So to me,
you're shocked. I'm shocked.
I know.
I'm outraged.
I know. Mortified and stupefied. How could this have happened?
I like
only in America, folks.
I like your choice of word there, Tim. Manipulate.
Yes.
I think that's a good word to use in that.
How
case.
Do you spell that? Just like it sounds.
Very carefully. You got to call a spade sometimes.
Yep.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in just a moment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Send your kids back to school with healthy and nutritious farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For breakfast, give them a tall glass of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. It'll keep them energized all morning long. Top hot oatmeal or cold cereal with any of the 9 varieties of wholesome Prairie Farms milk. And for an after-school snack, try Prairie Farms yogurt. With Prairie Farms dairy products, your kids will go to the head of the class. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
WSMI Sports Saturday rolls on here on this 14th day of September. Once again, Tim Mize and everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Guys?
Thank you very much, Terry Toad. Back here on Sports Saturday, we will have Fighting Illini football coming up this afternoon live at 4:30 here on FM 106. The Illini will be hosting Washington, nationally ranked Washington. That game comes to you from Soldier Field. They kick off at 5. The pregame show live at 4:30 here on FM 106. And then Cardinal baseball for you tomorrow. Redbirds hosting Seattle live tomorrow, 12:20 on WSMI AM 1540. And it's hard to get used to interleague baseball in September. That's odd.
Yes, it.
And it's going to happen consistently now.
Oh, yeah. It's been getting backing up step to the Illini game with Washington, playing that at Soldier Field. Soldier Field holds a few people.
Got a few. It won't be a sellout. I was reading.
No,
I think it's about 60,000 capacity. They were hoping to get 45,000 there. Tell you what, the win last week over Cincinnati, that's the biggest win in the Tim Beckman era. Not that you got a lot of wins to choose from, but that was almost a program-defining type of victory for them. That was a huge win.
If they could win again today, it would be another huge thing, because everybody went into the season, not the players or the coach, but the fans went into the season saying, oh, well, here we go again. What will we win? 1-2 games. But already they have won 2, and if they could win today, people might start thinking, hey, these guys can play a little football.
Well, if they win today, think about the confidence that club will have.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't been able to play with real confidence
No.
for quite some time. So if they start 3-0 with wins over Cincinnati and Washington, I mean, you couldn't have dreamed that up.
No.
If you're an Illini fan. Well, WSMI Sports Saturday here on FM 106. We're working to make some connections with some more high school area football coaches. And the Cardinals, Uncle Ralph, they got lucky
last night. They got very lucky. And that's what you have to do, Tim, when you're playing the teams that are below 500, and certainly Seattle is. You have to take advantage, because you, as you play along in the game, you just always have to feel that these guys are going to make some mistakes, and we got to be ready to jump on them.
Cardinals and Mariners tomorrow at 12:20 on AM 1540. In a ball game you heard last night on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, the Greenville Comets defeated the Carlinville Cavaliers 42-20. And joining us on the phone right now, the head coach of the Greenville Comets, Todd Hutchinson. And Hutch, I would imagine that was a happy bus ride back to Bond County last night.
Well, it's a long bus ride, but it's always it's always a little quicker when you win, it seems like. But, you know, our kids played well, you know, it's another win for us, but it's certainly something that's a good stepping stone against a great team, and we got to get right back on it Monday now and stay focused and work on our next opponent.
And I would imagine that atmosphere last night was pretty charged up.
Well, it was, and you know, we kind of I don't notice that as much, obviously, because we're just focused on what's going on. But I think we had great fan support. I know they had great fan support. And I think it was just a great Friday night high school football game with two teams playing, and it turned out on the better end for us last night.
We had just got done talking to Chad a little bit ago, and I said, what a Friday night for football. the last couple of weeks, kids out there and playing in high 80s, low 90s temperatures, and last night was almost a perfect night for Friday night football.
Boy, you're exactly right. It's almost how you draw it up. It was a perfect night, and even after this week practicing in the, you know, almost near 100 degree heat indexes, which was pretty tough for our kids, but perfect night for football, and I think a really good high school football game.
Well, Hutch, you guys got off to a fast start last night, and that had to make you happy.
Well, it was good to get off the bus and get a fast start. You know, we know it's a four-quarter game, and we've been on the other side of those where you got to kind of fight back, like week one against Litchfield. So sometimes you got to do it all. When you start fast, you still got to finish. And if you start slow, you got to finish. So it was good to get on top early, especially by two quick scores. And then we made some mistakes that we've got to correct. But our kids really rose to the occasion and did some good things as far as wiggling out of those.
And, Hutch, it seems to me the times that I've seen your club, when you guys start fast, it doesn't seem like there's ever much of a let-up. That sometimes is a hard thing to accomplish.
Well, it is, and I credit our kids and kind of their leadership and their experience. You know, they've been in some pretty big games in the last couple of years, so our kids have been there, and you know, we're not ever going to let the throttle. We're going to keep it down and keep trying to score points. That's our job. It's never to rub it in on anybody or anything like that. It's our job to score points, and it's the opponent's job to stop us. So we're going to kind of just try to do our job, and I think our kids do a great job of just keeping their nose to the grindstone and trying to find a way to get the ball in the end zone.
And who's this kid that plays quarterback for Greenville?
Well, he had a decent night last night, and he runs our offense pretty well. He's been around, obviously, a little bit, but I think our front five, it all starts up there with those guys. And Eric Turok ran the ball really well last night. I mean, 263 yards. So, you know, it takes 40 guys on this ball team, and they've all done a really great job for us.
Hutch, I've often marveled at the fact of your program, and that's what you have at Greenville, is a program. And maybe nobody exemplifies it better than a guy like Eric Turok. Sat behind Cameron Walter for all those years. Now he's getting his chance, and look what he's doing.
Well, it's a great story, you know, for all of our kids. And you're right, Eric did a great job of being a great teammate. We actually moved him to corner last year, and you know, he was a huge part of our defense last year as a cornerback, and we moved him from linebacker to corner. So you try to find kids like that, chances to play, athletes like that, and he did. He was behind Cameron for a couple years, but when he got in last year, we knew we had something. He could run the ball pretty well. And he's got great speed, and then, you know, it's just really great to see him bust out last night. And he's had three pretty good weeks, but last night was just a great bust out week for him, and a chance to show people that he can run the football too.
And Hutch, when you speak of putting him in a different position last year and waiting for his opportunity this year, and the kid has to buy into that. And if they don't buy into that, a lot of times you don't have the success that you've had.
Well, you're right. And again, I'm going to put that on our seniors. And this has just been a great group. And it's early, you know, but it's been a great group to work with. And, you know, they should accept their role. They certainly buy into the program. They know our coaches care about them and more as kids than anything, but we're going to do what we can to make them as good a football player as they can be and hopefully as good a person as they can be off the field.
I think sometimes, Hutch, we as coaches or fans or whatever, we overlook the fact of how important, and you just mentioned how important it is for that person who is number two or three on the squad to be ready to go and be ready to play at the top of his ability when he gets a chance. And that's very important, or it is to me.
Well, you're exactly right. And you know, all 40 kids, we tell them, all 40 kids are important. They all have a role. They're different roles. Some kids may play every snap. Some kids may play one snap. But they all kids mean the same to us. There's just different roles. And when they accept their roles, good things happen. And I think that's what we have right now. We have kids that accept their roles. They give their best effort when they're asked to do something, and good things happen when that is able to happen.
Hutch, everyone talks about the Comet offense, and rightfully so. It's a lot of fun to watch. But if you guys go where you want to go this year, which is the Cal, but it'll be your defense that gets you there later in the postseason. So you had to be happy with the way they played last night against a big offensive line in a running game like the Cavies have.
Yeah, you know, a veteran offensive line, and they're well coached. I think they brought two or three all-conference kids back. So it was nice to play pretty good defense against a really good offense. And you're right, if anybody wants to go deep in the playoffs, you got to play defense. And we've struggled the last couple of years, but I think what we saw last night is this team's going to hit. And we haven't hit, I don't think, like we did last night in a couple of years. And it was good to see us come back and finally start hitting people and getting in our right gaps and making plays. I thought we did a good job on their outside stuff, especially in the second half. And I like our inside linebacker play. So, you know, it's a work in progress. We're gonna try to keep working and getting better and hopefully just be 1 point better than our opponent each week.
Well, speaking of hitting, you got a game coming up next week. Hillsborough comes to Greenville to play, and there'll be a little bit of hitting going on in that game because when you play Hillsborough, it's a black and blue contest.
Yeah, and it's all about, football's all about being physical, and you got to be tough to play this game, and our kids have shown a lot of toughness. Sometimes, you know, people in the stands don't realize we're dealing with kids, and they're not machines, and they got a lot of other things going on, so they're fun to work with. We got a great group, and we're just going to get back to work on Monday and see if we can get better.
All right, Hutch, now that we got the easy stuff out of the way, now I got one for you.
Okay.
All right. We call Tyler Little Hutch, 6'5".
Yeah.
And appropriately so.
And appropriately so, but the problem is now your younger son is a freshman. He's on the roster, so now I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do.
Good question. We're going to have to come up with something for Rhino. But
that would be Little Hutch 2.0.
Might be.
There you go.
The problem is they're both bigger than I am, but I can still whip them.
There you go.
At least you hope you still got them convinced you can.
Well, that's true. That's a good point, because I'm not faster than them anymore.
Hutch, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We always enjoy talking to you, and best of luck next week, sir.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate all you do for us.
Todd Hutchison, the head coach of the Greenville Comets.
And he likes the fact that we call him Little Hutch.
Well, Rhino. That's what.
I guess Rhino is what we're going to call it.
Works for me.
So, yeah, works for
we
me.
Got Hutch, Little Hutch, and Rhino.
Yeah.
We need to get to a break on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we hope to make contact with Litchfield head coach Pat Rentz. Panthers picked up the first W in the Rentz era. We hope to talk with Pat next.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with a real community bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Radar weather brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunshine, 75 today, partly cloudy, 50 for a low tonight. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, about a 30% chance of rain, high of about 80. Here at the Weather Center, 61. This update brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest.
If you have a sports-related injury, give Teamwork Rehab a call. Teamwork Rehab's athletic trainers are licensed, certified, and there for you. Teamwork Rehab provides athletic training services for Hillsborough and Nokomis student athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. They are also offering injury screening for all area athletes and weekend warriors. Teamwork Rehab has 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsborough, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Now back to WSMI Sports Saturday with Tim Mize, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, and guys, week number 3 of the high school football season just about in the books.
That's right. Nokomis will take on the Fisher Bunnies this afternoon. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff. Both squads come in 2-0, so going to be a very nice day to go over to Nokomis and take in a very good high school football game.
And the weather appears that it's going to be a carbon copy of yesterday, and it'll be an interesting game for Nokomis. Fisher Bunnies probably will offer a little more competition than they've had the first couple games, and so it'll be an interesting day, and maybe some questions will be answered. How good are we?
Yes, and that early in the season, every coach around the state, really around the country, is asking themselves just that. How good are we?
Yeah. And, of course, you've always got those incidents like Well, for instance, Williamsville.
They're pretty good.
How good are we? Maybe we don't know how good we are.
Maybe they're not asking that question. I think they have a pretty good idea. As the Williamsville Bullets last night won 42-0 over Pleasant Plains. Scores around the South Central last night. Litchfield picked up the first victory in the Pat Rince era, 30-15 over Southwestern. The Birds now fall to 0-3. Hillsborough defeated Roxana 27-21. Staunton all over Vandalia 40-12. Greenville got past Carthenville 42-20. And Gillespie stays undefeated as they defeated Pena at Pena 42-22. So the South Central looks like this 3 weeks in. Gillespie, Greenville, Staunton sitting atop the conference with 3-0 records. Hillsborough and Carthenville at 2-1. So it is still wide open, obviously, with 6 weeks to go.
What week does Gillespie and Staunton get together?
That's like week 7, I think. We've got that game on the radio whenever it happens. I want to say that it's week 7.
That should be an interesting contest as they keep, you know, rolling along.
Next week we will have Mount Olive at Nokomis here on FM 106, Litchfield at Staunton on the Ox 105.3. WAOXB. Gillespie Staunton is, I think, week 7 or week 8.
Something like that, yeah.
It's on the back end of the season. And that's setting up. We've got the potential for the last 2 to 3 weeks of the South Central Conference to have absolutely nothing decided.
Right.
Yeah. And
which is great.
Oh, I love it.
Which is the way it ought to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And you got a lot of teams when you get into week 7, that's already their fate has been decided. They either know or they don't know that they're going on to the playoffs. And this year we could have a lot of teams that just right there knocking on the door wanting to get in.
And the difference at this stage of the season between 1-2 and 0-3 is like night and day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're 1-2, you think, all right, we're where we need. We're not in perfect position, but we're okay. But if you're sitting at 0-3, suddenly you've only got one game left that you can play with.
And your destiny will be controlled by facts other than your own. And the teams like Hillsborough now, 2-1, and sitting there 2-1, you know, a lot of opportunities for them yet.
We are trying to make contact with Litchfield head coach Pat Rince, but they might be in a team meeting right now. So we are trying. Alas, if we do not succeed, we shall try again next week.
The message has been left. You guys take...
We'd be too lucky for that to be it right there, but who knows? Better to be lucky than good, right?
Yeah, and I'll take luck anytime.
That's exactly right. Hey, you can get all of our high school broadcasts in a podcast at WSMIRadio.com. Last night's ball games are online right now, and you ask and you shall receive. Pat Rince, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, joining us on Sports Saturday right now. And, Pat, congratulations on number one. Give me your thoughts when you walked off the field last night.
All right, thanks, guys. Hey, it was an exciting night. And, you know, as you guys know, we've talked already. We've played two tough games already this season. Start out week one, week two. And it was a great feeling for the boys to just get out there and finally get a little bit of taste of that reward for your hard work. And the fan section was going crazy. And it was just a good night for Litchfield Panther football.
Now, it was a great night for Litchfield Panther football, but how about the Rince family last night? Did you have a little conversation with family members, Pat?
Well, you know, as a coach, you make a lot of sacrifices, time being away from your family. And got to give a shout-out to my wife, Angela, who stays at home with three boys, and our oldest is three. So she does a great job and understands that, you know, when you become a coach, that your team is kind of becomes a part of your family too. And she's great. She's always asking me, "Hey, you need to have the boys out. You need to bring them over, or we can do a bonfire." You know, she really embraces that family concept. And she was an athlete in high school and college, and so she kind of gets that. But, yeah, it was a big night for everybody.
And, Pat, the atmosphere at Litchfield home games is always good, but I would imagine that it was maybe a little more raucous than normal last night.
Yeah, there has been an insurgence of pride here, and the fan section has really been, they've been meeting in the mornings talking about, you know, what we can do, and, you know, the row the boat has just been exploding here at Litchfield. And, you know, I don't know if you guys saw that there's a canoe out in the student section, and I think
all the local businesses in the area are going to be selling out of Oars over the next few weeks.
I'd say you picked a very successful team slogan.
Yes, it has been great.
Pat, picking up the first win from a coaching perspective after the first 2 weeks, your kids played well, they played hard, but I imagine that you were happy to be able to deliver a different message to them post-game last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there was no doubt that when we approached the first 2 weeks that, hey, we want to send a message and we want to win. You know, we're not just trying to get by the first 2 weeks. So there was some disappointment in those first 2 weeks, and of course facing some of the injuries that we had and that adversity. But yeah, it was nice to finally be able to say, all along you've been saying, hey, we're heading in the right direction, we're moving, you guys are fighting hard, and it's going to come. The wins and losses are going to take care of themselves. And it was nice to finally feel like that was proven last night. So,
Coach, when you play in a conference like the South Central, every week is a war. You can look at some teams we were talking about earlier. We have three teams 3-0, and we got some teams that's 0-3. But regardless of who you play on that Friday night in the South Central, you cannot go into that game feeling like, hey, we're going to win this game, because it's tough competition.
Oh, it absolutely is. We said at halftime 2 years ago, last time we played Pius Hall here at home, we jumped up by 3 touchdowns early in the first half, and they actually ended up coming back and beating us. And then last year was an overtime battle over at Southwestern that we were able to sneak out the victory. And so we knew these guys are going to keep playing hard. They've been kind of facing some of that same adversity of injuries, and so the boys definitely knew, hey, we're going to have to play all four quarters because this is a tough ball club.
And that will be the case for you next Friday night as well. Just your thoughts on traveling to Staunton.
Yeah, they're going to have a packed house, and they're excited. They got a good thing going. And, you know, of course, you go into that game knowing that they've got some studs there moving the ball for them. And so from a game plan standpoint, you just got to be prepared. They run a lot of different formations. And so, yeah, we talked with the guys, hey, let's really pour into this thing this week and get our game plan down, and let's take advantage of this opportunity.
It's been well documented, Pat, the injuries you guys sustained early in the season, but as we're a couple weeks removed now, you've had some good practice time. How would you assess your injury situation heading into week four?
Well, we've, you know, as coaches always say, you know, when one guy goes down, it's a great opportunity for another one of the team members to step up, and that has been so true with our team. You know, Alex has jumped in at that quarterback position and played very, very well. Cole Blankenship last couple weeks has been fighting with some injuries, and he missed a lot of action last night. And, you know, Brendan Chambers is an offensive lineman, the senior. Normally he's been a defensive specialist, and he stepped in last night with for Cole, and we didn't miss a beat. So the guys are really doing a good job of fighting for each other and telling, hey, that's all right, I got you. I'll go get this taken care of, you know. And then when that guy goes in, the guys around them, you know, are helping them and coaching them up. And so the guys have really responded well. You know, it's tempting when guys keep going down, it's tempting to drop your head and say, oh, this is not again, you know. And they're not doing that. They're really just expecting that next guy come in and step up, and the guys kind of rally around them, and we've just continued to fight.
And we were just talking with Coach Hutchinson and how important it is that number two and number three guy is ready to play when he gets the opportunity.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's, as we've kind of been going along here, that's been one of our focuses at practice, is building that depth and having those guys get good solid reps in the week with the first team and against good competition. And so that has been a definite priority for us.
Well, Pat, nobody ever forgets victory number one. I'm sure you won't either. Congratulations on your victory last night. Best of luck next week at Staunton. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Pat Rintz, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Victory number one.
You know, one thing, Pat.
Sweet it is.
Thing about Pat, he's just so enthusiastic. He just, we talk oftentimes about how teams take on attitudes of their coaches or reflections of their coaches. Here is a perfect example, I think, with Litchfield. And the buzz about Litchfield football is real. I mean, it is. People are still buzzed. And they've been racked by injuries probably more than any other team around the area. But they're still a buzz.
He's the right guy at the right time.
Yeah. And you like to see these kind of gentlemen get the opportunity to coach and show what they can do.
Sure. I saw him week one, and you could tell basically from the opening kick that the mentality of this club was different than I personally have ever seen it since I've been at WSMI. That's totally credit to the head coach.
And a canoe in the stands.
There you go.
Who'd have thunk?
How about that? You're going to sell out of Oars in Litchfield. That's good stuff.
That's classic stuff
that
there.
That is classic stuff. Hey, coming up this afternoon, Fighting Illini football for you. They are in Chicago at Soldier Field to take on Washington. Live coverage at 4:30 this afternoon here on FM 106. Tomorrow, St. Louis Cardinal baseball for you. Redbirds hosting Seattle. We'll have it for you live tomorrow at 12:20 on AM 1540.
Podcast as well. Be ready this morning?
They're already up.
Okay.
At WSMIRadio.com. We want to thank all of our area coaches for giving us some of their time this morning on WSMI Sports Saturday. Next week, Mount Olive at Nokomis here on FM 106. Litchfield at Staunton on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. The Pizza Man pregame show for you next Friday night, 6:30. Everything streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. For Terry, Uncle Ralph, I am Tim. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.